You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is the fourth day of June. On the phone line with us, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Why, good afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about the marketplace and what farmers are asking you at this time.
Well, you know, the farmers were out, they were able to be out spraying and stuff over here today, so we didn't talk to a lot of farmers today. But basically they're saying, do they think we can rally? Do they think we're moving on? Or are we going to take a break here? And I think that we saw just enough planning to sort of say it's maybe time for a little break on this upward move. It is well called for because of all the delays and all the unplanted ground, but maybe we need to see what happens the next week.
What were your perceptions when you saw the crop progress reports yesterday? Anything strike you out of the ordinary?
Not really. 91% in the corn, and we were looking for 92, 1% less there. I think what did strike us, I guess, is Minnesota, Iowa, big numbers of unplanted ground in those two states, and that is a little bit worrisome.
A little worrisome. On the flip side, though, if you listen to the state statisticians, and we'll hear them a bit later in the program, they've been wet, and that's the reason that they haven't been able to put any corn, soybeans into the ground at this time. Still, they've been alleviating drought in those western parts of the Corn Belt that hadn't quite gotten that far in the last 3 months or so.
Yeah, I think if we look at some statistics, Todd, that Iowa had the wettest spring ever recorded in 141 years, and they were in like over 60% considered drought area, and they're down to less than 5 now. In Minnesota, the third coldest spring in the same time period.
And as you look forward, what are your expectations for the next week?
I think we're going to see choppy two-sided trade here. I think that we've got up and went to some of the areas where we hit resistance. And until we sort of see what we can get planted over the next week, next 10 days, actually, because that's going to be the time period it's going to be critical. And then we'll go from there and watch the weather one more time.
Anything on the world front that we should be aware of?
Well, I think that basically a few things were made today, and some of our reports were put out that some of the feds were talking that they don't think they're going to be scaling back the buying of bonds real soon. So that's a little bit good for the stock market.
And how about for the livestock? Anything that you've been watching there?
The livestock, no, I haven't really been watching a lot. The one thing that is on the international front, though, is that Monsanto is helping pay for the testing of that GMO wheat, and they're not finding any.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. He just joins us here on the Closing Market Report. That happens each and every Tuesday afternoon. A couple of things to keep in mind as we make our way through the month of June. If you have not yet signed up for the June 24th Farm Family Legacy event that is sponsored by the Illinois Tax School, the U of I, and Farm Credit, and will be in Bloomington Normal, now would be a good time to do that. You can do it online. Just look for Illinois Tax School, and then you can sign up for that event. It's all day long there in Bloomington Normal.